Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people and bringing you the latest on what is happening in the land of Israel and parts of the Middle East during these difficult times of war. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM is joining me again this week.
Yes, Suzanne, I'm glad to join you again. So please share key information with us.
Sure, Stephen. Sirens were heard and the Israelis headed to the bomb shelters again as rockets were fired from Yemen, one aimed at Ben Gurion Airport, as well as at least five rockets launched from Gaza. This while Israel was celebrating Passover, reflecting on what God did for the Jewish people, splitting the Red Sea and taking them out of slavery in Egypt. He is the same God today, and he is 100% faithful to his people. He is still fighting for Israel today.
Wow. So rockets are still being fired from Gaza.
Yes. However, in southern Gaza, IDF troops dismantled a 20-meter deep and several hundred-meter long underground tunnel. The tunnel route was used as a gathering place for Hamas terrorists and connected a number of tunnel routes in the area. The IDF troops in the Gaza Strip had a visit by Prime Minister Netanyahu, who told them, quote, "We are fighting for our existence. We are fighting for our future," unquote.
That must have been encouraging.
It's always encouraging to hear from their prime minister in the midst of fighting. A report also came out that hundreds of Gazans left the Gaza Strip voluntarily via Jordan for 12 European countries, including France, Germany, and Britain. Speaking of Jordan, 16 people were arrested, thwarting a national security threat involving rockets, explosives, and a factory of drones. On the northern border, there was a large seize of weapons collected in southern Lebanon, enough weapons to fill several football fields. That means so many will not die. And in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, Christians had a Palm Sunday walk. Even though the terrorist organization Hezbollah is weakening, it still took much bravery for them to go out in the streets to profess their faith.
Wow, I don't think our listeners had any idea.
You're right. I also have these two testimonials to share. Former hostage Sasha Trufanovi, raised in a community known to be atheist where he says God had no place in his life, recently told a Florida congregation, quote, "Before 7th October, I didn't believe in God at all. During my time I was held in Gaza and the tough things I went through step by step, I got to the place to reflect about my life, what I've been through, thinking about what is life itself. Is God real or not? I came to the understanding that there is God," unquote. Something happened to him deep underground while he was held in captivity by Hamas. Noah Argamani, another hostage held for 246 days, was named among the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine. She is using her voice for the 59 remaining hostages, which includes her partner, Avi Natain. She survived Hamas. Now she's fighting to bring them all home.
We have no idea, do we, Suzanne?
No, we don't, Stephen. I want to finish with these two special bits of information. A little puppy named Billy, taken alongside hostages on October 7th, was located against all odds by the IDF's elite Golani soldiers in Gaza. She was scanned in Israel, identified by her microchip, and reunited with her owner, whose family and friends were murdered by Hamas. What joy. The father of Kfir and Ariel Bibas, the two young boys murdered by Hamas, donated his son's toys to Asuta Ashdod Hospital, where they were born, to help young patients there. He shared this powerful statement, quote, "Every baby born here and every child recovering here is part of our victory over those who tried to destroy us," unquote.
That is both sobering yet awesome. How can we pray this week?
It's very important to pray. I would recommend continued prayer for strategy, wisdom, unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu, his war cabinet, and the Knesset to defeat Hamas. Physical and mental strength for soldiers. Hamas to surrender its weapons and the hostages so Israel can live free of rockets from Gaza. Hamas ceased from using hospitals in Gaza as military outposts, continued success in finding weapons to thwart terrorist attacks, healing and restoration for the released hostages and their families. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem and remember the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel. Our prayers matter. Our prayers have an impact. I have one last thing to announce. For those in Moncton, you are invited to the annual Holocaust Remembrance Service at the Tiferes Synagogue at 56 Stedman on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Suzanne, for that invitation and for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say shalom, peace be with you, happy Resurrection Day. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.